While you're here, pick up a Kleenex 4-pack for $5.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Up to $50 in Target coupons annually. Not valid on certain prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Go to cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. Prices may vary.
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy Gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older, except void and for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and where prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation, Spring, Texas.
Bay Area homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your low water pressure, rusty water, or pipe leaks by repiping your home today. Repipe Specialist has been serving the Bay Area for many years, collectively repiping over 35,000 homes in our 25-plus years. We've built a reputation on offering the most efficient repipe process for customer convenience, repiping an entire home in just 1 to 2 days, patching your walls, and providing a lifetime guarantee. Repipe Specialist only uses the best repiping materials with high-quality PEX or USA Grade L copper pipes. For a limited time, take advantage of our most affordable offer. Right now on approved credit, get 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a quality home repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, and 0% interest. Repipe Specialist provides a free in-home estimate explaining the process tailored for your home. So call Repipe Specialist today for your free in-home estimate at 800-217-1636. That's 800-217-1636. 800-217-1636.
Rachel.
Yes, Blaine?
You need to know something. I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, wait, what? Of course you are. You're my hero.
No, listen to me. I'm not a hero. I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robot.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, this internet doesn't really work.
I know, right?
You need high speed for your movie thing, man.
I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robotics professor. I just wanted you to think I was cool.
Oh, Blaine.
It's Barry, actually. I'm a professor named Barry.
What?
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Switch to AT&T and get high-speed internet with over 99% reliability. $30 per month with a qualifying bundle and 12-month agreement. No extra monthly fees. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Price for high-speed internet plans up to 50 megabits. Requires maintaining bundle with TV, home phone, or wireless on one bill. New approved residential customers only. Up to $180 early termination fee, up to $99 installation or activation fee, and data overage charges apply. Reliability claim based on U-verse internet service. Geographic service restrictions and other conditions apply. See att.com/internet for details.
The radio home of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco. Now your hosts, Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Joe Lowe and Dibs. Turn the game on. Pump up the volume. It's time to play ball.
Number four, the championship rounds of the morning show. Welcome in, Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Speaking of championship rounds, Clint Azubuki joining us in studio. Book, any chance you saw that Deontay Wilder fight Saturday night?
No, I did not see that.
Damn, that thing was on Showtime. No one else saw it, so we can't really get into it. Social media was going crazy for it. He versus Ortiz. I can't remember Ortiz's first name.
That's a good fight.
It was fantastic. It was two heavyweights that went 10 rounds just throwing blows at each other. Crowd on its feet for the final five rounds.
My God.
It was one of those atmospheres in Brooklyn where they were also, in between fights, doing scenes for Creed 2, filming the crowd to use for Creed 2. So the fans got to be a part of the upcoming movie. But that's neither here nor there at the moment. Book, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Good to have you in.
Yeah.
We've been on a lot of topics today.
Yeah.
Big news for the program, though. Friday after we got off the air, KD tells Anthony Slater of The Athletic pretty much 100%. He's back with the team next year.
Yes.
This kind
Not
of
surprising.
Delivers a big blow to the KD and LeBron theory that has been floated by unnamed individuals on this program in the past.
That's true. My favorite thing he said, though, is money isn't an issue. He's not thinking about money. It's about his happiness.
Huh.
It's about quality of life. He's been paid, super paid, his whole career. He's got enough money. he's thinking about his basketball career and the way he wants to spend the rest of it.
That's awesome. We gave $10 million to a charity. I saw that with the schools.
$10 million over the next 10 years.
Yeah.
It's totally a really great deal for, was it schools in D.C.?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, which is where he grew up. Yeah, it was a great endowment.
I think you guys saw that special that LeBron and KD was in Uber together. They got driven around.
Car champion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was really came in and carry, pitched that, I remember.
It was really a neat piece. And I just, you know, you hear those two guys, and dude, they have a kindred spirit about one another. And, you know, there's just a lot of things that led up to, you know, me just not just pulling that out of the space or out of the, you know, the atmosphere.
You didn't pull it out of the space. You pulled it out of somewhere else. It's a fact. It's a fact. And now you've been called on the carpet. The articles come out. He's not leaving. And now you have to face the music. So instead of tap dancing around, Mr. Neal, and using this Uber backseat conversation, just admit you were a troll and admit you were wrong, and we can all move on as friends.
Can you say your take again, though, just for me?
First of all, Dibs said he would not start this until after Easter, and you've...
Mr. Neal, I'm being very respectful. I'm being polite, respectful. I'm just simply bringing back your point so you can address it in front of Mr. Azubuki.
Yeah, what was your prediction?
And Kalena would like to hear it.
Yeah, my take was...
Thank you, Mr. Joe.
If you watch KD, and he's a phenomenal superstar, we all understand that, and he's a great man, great player. And I talked about, alluded to, that KD said that he wouldn't have came here if the Warriors would have lost that year, if they would have, you know, if they would have won. He said he probably wouldn't have came if they would have won the year that LeBron won. So he said that helped him solidify why he would come here. And I talked about Jerry West being the logo who courted KD to, you know, was behind the scene, played a big part of KD coming here as well. So the logo has a lot of gravitas, as I like to say. You look at KD has a house in LA. You look at LeBron and different things that happen.
This is a glacier take, son.
So
it's going to need decades for this glacier to get to the finish line.
The finish line is, I say
the clock's going to come before.
Yeah, it's like, it's going to end on Thursday's show.
Cue up some Ice Ice Baby, please.
So, anyways, bottom line, I said there was an opportunity, there might have been a chance that KD opts out after this year and goes elsewhere. That's what I said.
It was a very interesting theory, and it got a lot of legs. He was thinking that KD would opt out.
LA?
And, well, there were a variety of ideas, maybe teaming up with LeBron somewhere, maybe going to LA. But the fact was, he thought, you know, he floated a theory, and we kicked it around, and we took some calls on it. And the theory looks like it has come to a conclusion as of Friday when Durant came out and said, you know, 100% he's coming back with the team next year.
Yeah, there's really no doubt in my mind that he was.
Can I ask you one more thing, though? Since you're just so quick to just throw me under the bus, Mr. Kalina.
My question to you is this.
Okay, so if
I was
you,
just asking what you said.
Okay, so you love doing what you do, right? Here at the Warriors, the post game, you do an awesome job.
Thank you.
Okay, and so do you want to go anywhere? No, you like this being here. So if the NBA came and said, hey, offer you a job and all this stuff. You're like, I love it here. I like it here. I would love working with Saint and the Papa. I love it working with my, no, I love it.
With all due respect, that's an awful comparison.
Why?
Because
he can't
totally
say,
different.
But KD cannot say, if KD said, oh, I'm leaving. You know what that dude, you can't say that, right? Do you think he could say, even if he was leaving, do you think that would behoove him to go and say that, oh, I might, you know what, I'm not going to talk about it, I might leave. No, he wouldn't do that. You know the rift that he would get in the locker room? Come on, you know he couldn't say that. He cannot.
You're saying if he was leaving, he wouldn't talk about it now?
When asked by Anthony Slater last week, when he was asked about it, Lowe's saying he can't come out and be like, well, I'm going to keep my options open because now you've got a situation. Now we're all going to be talking about that comment.
But he wouldn't have said what he said, though. He wouldn't have been like, yeah, I'm coming back. As an absolute, like he did.
Agreed.
Yeah, he said 100%.
Come on now. You don't say that, and then the offseason, you're like, okay, I was lying. I just didn't want to break up the team and cause a divide.
He didn't say he was leaving Oklahoma. Listen to it.
He didn't say definitively that he was staying.
Right. He didn't say he was staying
in
Oklahoma.
He said, man, this is my team right now. I like Oklahoma.
When did he say that? Show me the clips that he said that.
We're going to have to go to the tape, Lorenzo. Mr. Neal.
I followed him. I followed his career. I'm telling you what the guy said. When he was in Oklahoma, he did. He made statements like, you know what? I like Oklahoma. I love this community.
Of course, yeah.
He said the right things.
Yeah, blanket statements like that.
Well, no one's
going
to come out and be like, man, I hate this
city. Exactly.
Bingo!
Okay.
You just made my point.
He
That's exactly
never
what I'm saying.
That
and
last
Bingo
year,
was his name, oh. What happened to Bingo?
That last year he was in OKC, he never said, I'm definitely coming back.
Right.
Like he told Anthony.
Never said he wasn't.
Exactly.
Never said he...
And that's the way to do it. That's the prudent way to do it. If you're thinking about leaving, if you're thinking about leaving your options open, you don't come out and say, as an absolute, I'm coming back.
Duh.
Is it time we have a funeral for this take? Are we going to bury this take, this
it's
KD
dead.
Take?
Can we please?
Can I have some music, please?
I'd love to eulogize this take because it's dearly beloved. We're gathered here today to mourn the loss of Lo Neal's Kevin Durant hot take. It was spicy. It was hot. But ultimately, it's come to an end. And today, we gather to mourn this take. Joseph, if you'd like to speak about this take that's no longer with us. Here
this
is
take,
Reverend Fortenbaugh.
This take meant a lot to me. I had some good times with this take. And I think that we should all cherish the fondness of the take. We shouldn't focus necessarily on the take being so wrong that we had to bury it into the ground with the Undertaker's music, which is what we're playing right here. We should focus on the good times we had with the take, because the take would want us to think about it positively, so we shall think about it positively. R.I.P. Lo Neal's Kevin Durant take.
Yeah, my favorite part about the take is it gave me some good laughs. It really gave me some good laughs, and I appreciate its sense of humor, and I loved laughing about it.
You'll always remember the take fondly.
Yes.
For its ridiculousness.
Why am I on an island by myself right now?
You and Darrell Revis.
Jump in. Talk about your take.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's a good take.
Go ahead, Joe. Please.
It's time for the 12K per day national cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text code word OVEN to 72881. Now, if you text OVEN, you won't find Lowe's take in there because ovens tend to be hot.
Stop.
The code word is OVEN to 72881. That's where the hot takes begin. That's where they gestate. Message and data rates apply. We just had a funeral for your take, son. We should start doing that more often around here.
Okay. Awesome.
We should have funerals for takes.
I'll say a few words.
It's great.
Everyone says a few words about the take. We put it to rest, and then we all move on. And we'll, from time to time again, we'll go to the graveyard. We'll revisit the take. We'll say hi to the take. Tell the take what we've been up to. Reflect, and then we'll move on with
leave
our days.
Flowers in the take.
The take is going to be stinking though. By that time, you're going to open the casket.
It was a hot take, but was it a high take? Like Mr. Joe would say, sometimes he had some high takes. We got to come up with something for the high takes too. Then, and we're going to just go with the hot takes that are put to bed, put to rest. Then we got to come up with some.
My takes are all out there just living and loving. That's what my takes are doing. Your takes. We're putting your takes 6 feet under today. That's what this hour is going to be.
So he said,
my takes are alive and well.
Yeah. Man.
My takes are out there balling. My takes are out there having a good time, floating around the city, mixing it up with people, having some drinks, chatting it up. Those are some fun takes.
Lo, you've had some good takes, though. You got some alive ones out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was the one he gave us about.
That's all you're going
to
give me?
News flash.
I'm trying to jump on your side
to
run
to win the National Football League. That take's still
out take
there.
Lives. That take lives. That take's got a heartbeat.
Okay, how about this take? How about this take?
Out there.
How about this? Is a Pop-Tart pasta?
That's incorrect take. Is what? A Pop-Tart ravioli?
What?
Is a Pop-Tart ravioli?
No.
Think about a ravioli and ask yourself if a Pop-Tart could fall into that category.
No.
And that wasn't
why?
A take. It's called a question.
Don't
know. Very different.
Stop it, Joseph. Don't try. Just stop.
No,
just stop
I brought
it.
That into
is
the show
Pop-Tart
on Friday.
Tart
very
ravioli?
Fair. But I asked. It was
what?
A question. I just asked.
No,
a question.
No. No.
If you really get into the definition of it, you could have an interesting conversation.
Oh, so that's your take.
It wasn't
yes!
a take. It was
oh,
a question.
Joe.
It was a question.
Oh, Joe. Oh, Joe. Really?
As you may have noticed from time to time, you need to come up with some filler material to get this program to the finish line.
Right.
So every day on the back sheet, I have a few random questions I can throw out there to kind of just get us to where we might need to get to.
It's a pop.
And every time, every now and again, it'll be a nonsense take like that. Now, you could, in theory, have some fun and make the argument that a Pop-Tart falls into the category of a ravioli.
Like ravioli is just a mini Pop-Tart?
Clearly, we know that it's relative nonsense. But if everyone comes on and just goes, no, we look up at the clock and it's, well, what would everyone like to talk about next? You see what I'm saying? So we could come out and throw conversations all over the place. I never said I believed it was a ravioli.
Yeah.
I was just throwing the ridiculous out there.
They look similar.
Don't try to take away from the funeral we're having from your take.
Okay.
All right?
There it is. You're trying to don't talk.
This is about
don't
you.
Don't duck
fruity
me. Don't duck fruity. I got you. I got you in the corner. And you, Mr. I'm not even gonna say your name.
Why?
Because why? First it was just a laugh and it was a mockery. Oh, I thought it would give me something, Dibs. Give me my amen. And all of a sudden, Joe said, I said, and he goes,
gives you a laugh instead of an amen.
Oh, Joe, you said that? Oh, Joe, I can see, and then you change your facial expression.
No,
dance, then, boy, dance.
I totally agree. A ravioli isn't a Pop Tart, but I understand why you brought that up and how you maybe had to elaborate fill time and all those things.
Oh, don't give him.
It's an awful take. I agree with you.
It's not even really a take.
It's just a filler.
It's a strange idea. The idea that Kevin Durant would leave, as we get back to morning Lowe's take, if you say something like bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo is a bad idea, that's a hot take. When Jimmy Garoppolo goes 5-0, that take gets put to bed. It gets put underground 6 feet under. And that's just the way it goes. When you say KD is leaving and it's a hot take and you're trolling, when he comes out and says definitively he's staying, then that take sleeps with the fishes. It has its forever nap, as my son and I call it. So there you have it.
On
the funeral.
On the ravioli conversation, Joe, that take is so high it's hanging in the tenderloin.
That's a text of the day nominee. Very good. Very good.
Oh, that's good.
What did you think about that Rockets Celtics game Saturday night?
That was a great game.
Was that the Rockets winning it or was that the Celtics losing it at the end? Because obviously we have to have takes on this.
It's a hot take.
It can't just be a good game.
I'll say the Rockets won.
Okay.
But Boston's a really good team now. Their bench was incredible.
60.
Terry Rozier.
You were talking about this morning, though.
Yes.
They legitimate really takes good. This morning.
That
or
game,
not.
I think.
Off air.
Stop it, Joe.
It was off air take.
It's interesting, Glenn, because I came in and I talked about that game and exactly what you went to, you alluded to. The bench, I think they outscored them by over 20 something. I mean, Rockets only scored 40 something on the bench. Celtics was like 60 something. So when you look at that, the bench kept that team in it. They kept the Celtics in that ball game. You look at the Rockets. The Rockets really played. That was a high scoring game. You look at what happened, how they were going at back and forth. But I thought the bench play was big for Boston.
It had a huge impact on the game. But Eric Gordon on the other side was really good. And then the thing that really stuck out to me with Houston was, at times, their lack of defense, and a lot of times it was James Harden. James Harden was kind of the go-through guy on the defensive end a lot of times. He gets lost on the defensive end. He gets caught ball watching. A lot of times he's just watching the ball, and his man just kind of cuts toward the ball or cuts behind or whatever the case may be. So he's still one of those guys when he's on the court, you can expose him. And I think playing against the Warriors, he's really going to have a tough time if he's guarding Klay Thompson. Can you imagine, as much as Klay Thompson moves without the ball? That's
how's that
gonna be
matchup going to go? Do you think it's going to be Klay on James and James on Klay?
There's going to be a ton of switching, obviously. I think James Harden will have to guard Klay at times, and Chris Paul would be on Steph. I think Trevor Ariza is probably going to have to be on KD. So, yeah, James Harden is going to have to guard Klay Thompson a good amount of times, and the way Klay Thompson moves without the ball,
but Klay streaky,
that's going to be an issue.
But Klay, what is Klay going to do on a consistent basis for you? He gives most of his energy on the defensive end of the he runs a lot.
He's going to be tasked with trying to limit Harden. We saw what he did against Bradley Beal.
But if
he's not just going to go out and score 30.
I know, but the Warriors are a smart team, and if they see that James Harden is on Klay Thompson, they might try to go to him more. Because Klay Thompson, we've always said, he's in amazing shape. So even though he's given a lot of energy on the defensive side, he can still exert a lot of energy on the offensive side.
And
the reason his scoring has been down a little bit is just because he hasn't been getting the ball as much.
Right.
Sure. You got Steph Curry and Kevin Durant on the team. A lot of the times, they're going to be handling the ball. And Steph Curry, you want him with the ball in his hands, especially at crunch time. And he's a great decision maker. So that's the way it goes sometimes. But he's still a guy that can get you over 20 a night, any night. And especially if he's got a weak defender, the Warriors are going to make sure they go to that, especially if the offense is stagnant or they feel like there's not other great options out there, which there is obviously, but you got to take advantage of that.
I think it's interesting when Houston goes to their defense first lineup, when Mbamute comes in and PJ Tucker, and if they match up against a lineup with Klay and Steph and KD on the floor, because then matchup wise, defensively, Houston's got a better opportunity. If you put Luke, Richard, Mbamute, and Tucker on Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, however you want to cross-match that,
right.
Then you can have Harden or Chris Paul guarding Steph Curry, and things for Houston defensively are much better. Offensively, obviously, they don't have the same potency without Ariza on the floor, and in that Anderson wouldn't be on the floor as well, yeah. Or Eric Gordon, really.
I'm not big on Harden guarding Steph Curry, though, either. Just it's, Harden on the floor is going to be an issue.
Right.
If the Warriors want to make it an issue, if they really key on that.
I agree. And then, but you got to look at this too, Book, that is, do you really want to take the ball out of those two guys' hand? Your two dominant guys, KD and Steph. It is, I know Klay's a baller. I know Klay can light it up and get you 30, 40. I get that. But do I want him taking that many shots and mess up my rhythm of my two superstars that I know that I want them to score and score?
Maybe you don't necessarily need to do that. Maybe just Harden chasing him around is enough. You just want to wear Harden down.
And when Klay takes a lot of shots, he's super efficient. So it's not really messing up any kind of rhythm. When
he scored 1,000 points catches, on like four dribbles
exactly.
One night.
When he catches, he shoots it. So he's not like a ball stopper, a black hole or anything, or he's going to take a lot of dribbles.
Right.
He's one of those guys that's going to catch and shoot, move without the ball. So when he's playing well, when he's scoring big, if he's getting 30-something points, your offense is flowing. That means usually your offense is moving even better when he's scoring like that.
Also, don't you remember the Claymaker game against OKC?
I love Klay. He's amazing. I'm just sitting here just talking about, Do I want Klay taking the majority of the shots? And my answer is going to be no. And you ask me tomorrow, my answer is still going to be no. You ask me the day after that, it's still going to be no.
Then what happens when he goes off for 45 in a crucial game? Do we have a funeral for that take?
I don't know if that's a hot take. It's just talking about consistency. I'm just saying this guy, if you're going to sit here and try to make your game plan because you feel you want to isolate Harden with him all the time, I just think that's a flawless game plan, in my opinion.
It's not isolation. When Klay's taking shots, you're not really taking the ball out of Steph's hands or KD's hands because he's so efficient. It's just a catch and shoot. So remember when KD first came to the Warriors and Klay was like, I'm not sacrificing anything.
Right.
Because he understands the way he plays. Now, if he was a guy that needed to get ISOs, he's not an ISO player. He's a guy that moves without the ball. He's going to catch and shoot, dribble very sparingly. He doesn't really dribble much. And when he does, it's a quick move to the basket or something like that, or just a quick pull up shot off the dribble, whatever the case may be. So him taking a lot of shots is not, in my mind, taking the ball out of Steph and KD's hands.
I agree, but I'm just saying force him outside of the paint and make him come around up over top of screens and say if he's going to catch and shoot, it's going to be not beyond the three line, but it's going to be close there. So I want that jump shot to be harder because he's a catch and shoot guy. I'm going to collapse and make sure that KD and Steph don't beat me. So if you want to take that, but I want to say design the plays for Klay to take those type of shots, I would live with that if I'm Houston. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I understand exactly where you're at and saying that he is a guy that catches and shoots. I get that. But if I can make sure that I can force him out a little further for his percentage to drop far as this on the jump shooting, because he is a predominant jump shooter, sometimes the ball doesn't go in. I just don't want KD and Steph beating me, in my opinion.
The beauty of the offense, though, is if you have Klay running outside the three-point line and you're going to deny him, that leads it open to back cuts, which Klay is amazing moving without the ball. So you really can't deny him too much aggressively because he will back cut you, or you'll go to the center, whether it's Pachulia or even JaVale could pass a little bit, and you can facilitate the ball that way and still find Klay through back cuts and other shooters pop open as well.
And James Harden isn't good at any of that. His defensive principles are rubbish.
No, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. So Klay can score pretty easily without him having to have the ball for a long time in the game.
What are the over-unders going to be for these games when they get together?
750.
Like, you're going to send them out there at like 240.
I was thinking 240.
And it's going to be, I'm going to go over. I mean, you just saw the Boston game where they had about 240 points on the board. Crazy. Speaking of which, a lot of metrics point to Boston being a team that isn't as good as their record indicates. Scoring differential is one of those numbers, and a lot of people point that out. Yet, every time they're on the big stage, like they were 8-point dogs in that game against Houston, they had a chance to win that game late. They were big dogs against Golden State a few Saturdays back. They had a chance to win that game late. They are so well coached and so well prepared. It just feels like once the moment arrives, they're going to be in it with anybody.
Well, Brad Stevens has my respect. He's one of the best coaches in the NBA. One of the brightest young coaches.
Is he top three?
Yes.
Is he top two? I'd like to see who do you have ahead of Brad Stevens?
Obviously, Popovich is always going to be up there. Steve Kerr, Dwayne Casey. For Toronto, to me, deserves a lot of credit.
He probably is the most underrated and underappreciated.
He could probably be the coach of the year right now. He's up there for that candidate.
That said, Stevens teetotaled up a little bit in that game. He didn't advance the ball. He had an additional timeout late in the game. They did not manage the end of that game very well against Houston.
They didn't.
It was more of a Boston squander to me than it was a Rocket rally, quite frankly. That was near Pucker City, Utah.
I could see that. There were some issues there late in the game, but no, whenever they're on the big stage, I totally agree with you. And they got some good big game players. Monroe played really well.
He did. The big men went back and forth there for a while. Him and Nene.
Yeah,
Nene. They just go back and forth.
Exactly.
Morris was popping threes.
Two grown men. Morris played extremely well. So they got a good squad. If they can get their bench consistently playing like that the rest of the season, they got a chance to do something.
What are Houston's doing?
I'm sorry. Just real quick. No, we'll get to whatever you like. 408 on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. I remember when I heard Lowe's hot take at first. It made me angry, but then it brought me joy, and now I miss it. RIP hot take. That's something you should feel good about, bringing people joy in the morning,
son. Thank you. Thank you.
I missed the take, too. Maybe we'll bring it back.
That's what I tried to say in my remarks. I really enjoyed that it gave me some laughs, and I loved it.
Gone too soon.
Yeah, gone too soon, yeah. That take. That's
RIP hot take from November 4th to March 4th.
Someone get Anthony Slater on the phone. Did you have to ask the question this early? Couldn't you have waited until later to ask
Slater,
that question?
Slater, by the way, charged with murder of that take.
We're coming back with more on that take. Plus, I want to get Kalenna's thoughts on the Alden Smith situation and how it would pertain to the NBA. All coming up next. Joe Lowe and Dibs with Kalenna Azubuki, 95.7 The Game.
You will rest in peace.
The Warriors finished their road trip undefeated.
2-on-1, Curry lob, KD catch, and a dunk.
Next up, the Brooklyn Nets.
Curry in the corner, nowhere to go. Ball knocked away, gets it back, now shoots a three, it's up and good.
Coverage starts tomorrow at 6.
How sick is that? Curry had very little room.
There's only one station to listen to the NBA champs. 95.7. The Game.
Why is getting stopped for a DUI like a game of Russian roulette? In both cases, you might walk away, but if it goes bad, it goes real bad, and it's really messy to clean up. I'm attorney Darren Cavanocchi, founder of 1-800-NO-CUFFS, and according to the Department of Transportation, even at their very best, field sobriety tests get it right only about 3/4 of the time. Really makes you wonder what happened to the other folks they were wrong about. To save your bacon, all we need is doubt, and with dark lighting, cars rushing by, radio wave interference, human error, junk science, and wonky breath testing machines, there's often a lot. There's more than 59 reasons breath and blood tests can be wrong, and we know the ones that can tip the scales of justice in your favor. We know how to nail the things that matter and to keep good people like you out of jail. So call 1-800-NO-CUFFS, because no one looks good in handcuffs unless you're into that sort of thing. 1-800-NO-CUFFS. That's 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Hi, it's Greg Papa. How many of you enjoyed the Academy Awards this year? I always do. Although sports are my passion, I've always enjoyed movies and especially catching up on all the films nominated for Oscars. I'm sure some of you watched the ceremony and didn't even know half the films that were nominated. While I was out of commission while suffering from vertigo for 2.5 weeks, I was able to catch up on this year's nominated films. And thanks to Xfinity from Comcast, you can too, minus the vertigo. Xfinity On Demand has many Oscar-nominated films from this past year, including Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, The Florida Project, and Get Out. Plus, many more will be added in the coming months. And as always, you can watch these films and many others at home or on the go thanks to the Xfinity Stream app. Who needs a movie theater anymore when you got an Xfinity from Comcast giving you your own personal cinema in your home? So check out Xfinity today. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store and Veranda Shopping Center in Concord and the Hillsdale Shopping Center in San Mateo and experience everything they have to offer.
Bay Area homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your low water pressure, rusty water, or pipe leaks by repiping your home today. Repipe Specialist has been serving the Bay Area for many years, collectively repiping over 35,000 homes in our 25-plus years. We've built a reputation on offering the most efficient repipe process for customer convenience, repiping an entire home in just 1 to 2 days, patching your walls, and providing a lifetime guarantee. Repipe Specialist only uses the best repiping materials with high-quality PEX or USA Grade L copper pipes. For a limited time, take advantage of our most affordable offer. Right now on approved credit, get 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a quality home repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, and 0% interest. Repipe Specialist provides a free in-home estimate explaining the process tailored for your home. So call Repipe Specialist today for your free in-home estimate at 800-217-1636. That's 800-217-1636. 800-217-1636.
It's time to celebrate spring during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Daylight savings is here, and it's the perfect time to rotate or replace your mattress. If it's time to replace, then rest easy because all of us at Mancini's are ready to offer huge savings on top brand quality mattresses. It gets even better with free delivery and no interest for up to 48 months. Hurry into one of our 33 stores and get a great night's sleep at the lowest possible price. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
Each day, researchers make discoveries that bring us closer to the moment when all cancer patients can become survivors. Their progress is made possible with the help of clinical trials. Clinical trials are the brightest torch researchers have to light their way towards better treatments. And if you've been diagnosed with cancer, they may be your brightest ray of hope. Speak with your doctor and visit standuptocancer.org/clinical trials to learn more. Together, we can stand up for all of us.
The Pacific Sales President's Day event is on. Up to 35% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Pacific Sales, unbelievable selection with expert service.
95.7 The Game, trending now.
More problems for Alden. I'm Anna Kakadaki. The big story this morning, Raiders suspended linebacker Alden Smith has reportedly checked himself into rehab following an alleged domestic violence incident on Saturday night. Police reportedly found his fiance with non-life-threatening injuries, and Alden fled the scene prior to police arrival. Steph Curry tweaked his ankle after landing on Zaza's foot during Friday's game in Atlanta, but Curry said that he left the game as a precaution. Warriors back on the court tomorrow when they host Brooklyn. Remember, you can hear all Warrior games right here on 95.7 The Game. And Hall of Famer Rick Barry will join the Afternoon Delight today at 12:45. Golden State also recalled Jordan Bell from Santa Cruz. And the NBA is looking at ways to expand their relationship with the league and elite high school players. And Kobe Bryant's animated short, Dear Basketball, won an Academy Award. The Shape of Water won the Oscar for Best Picture. And the Steelers are expected to franchise tag Le'Veon Bell. I'm Anna Kakadaki's on the home for Warriors basketball. That's 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
That's right, but with a twist. Kalena Azubuike in studio with us here as we ride out the championship rounds, hour number four of the program. Before we get back to the topic at hand, for those who may have missed it, we did release the first installment of the Bay Area Sports Talk Audience Rankings, a.k.a. Bay Star. In order, Oakland first, San Jose, Napa, San Francisco, and Campbell in the fifth position. Others receiving votes, Vallejo, Hayward, Fremont, Novato, and Benicia. Every Monday, we will release the newest updates. Today, we've taken quite a few calls, and there is some beef as to these rankings. So you can call the beef line, 415-403-8588, every Friday, 7:30, best calls, or you can hit us up now. Brian and Campbell apparently has a power ranking question. So, Brian, welcome to the program. How can we help you?
Hey, everybody. Awesome show this morning. Had me rolling on the ranking reveal. That was awesome.
Appreciate that.
I think what would have made it better is if Dibley would have cut you off with full-on Romo. That would have been awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good suggestion.
That
would have
been awesome. Yeah. Just go full-on Romo. It's hilarious. Anyway, my question to you is this going to be an evolving ranking week to week, or is it going to be strictly new?
No, it won't be strictly new. It evolves. So this is essentially, think of this as the AP Top 25 release, right? These are the teams, these are the regions that have jockeyed themselves into position. So it's incumbent upon everyone else to knock them out. Currently, Oakland is in the number one position, but here's the problem for Oakland. They are having a very weak Monday. Now, if it continues, they could drop to 2-4. They could drop into the others receiving votes. They could drop out entirely. But Oakland is having a very brutal Monday. San Jose, on the flip side, doing quite well. And you calling in to talk about the rankings from Campbell, well, that helps your position in the five spot.
Can I jump up to one, Coach? Can I go 5-1?
Coach, no. No, Coach. Put the check in the mail. What are you offering?
He's begging, Coach.
Coach, we can be bought. I've never said that this program can't be bought off.
Joey's begging.
No, we don't need to get the FBI involved. NCAA's already got enough problems.
Absolutely. That's a fair point.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, Campbell.
Good stuff.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing there, Campbell? How you doing there, buddy? I miss you guys. I miss you guys a lot, buddy.
That's right. Book, so the story we were on for much of the morning, Alden Smith, former Niner pass rusher, I guess technically current Raider pass rusher, domestic violence, called a 911 Saturday night to his place about 8:30. He goes missing. They don't find him until this morning. Apparently the report comes out that he called his fiance's parents and they checked him in the rehab, and he's trying to get that moving in the right direction. It's just a story that continues to get worse and worse every few months when something new surfaces. We were kicking around the idea of teams, organizations, can they do more for players? I'd imagine when you were in the NBA, you saw some guys that had trouble keeping themselves in line. It's natural. It happens in all walks of life. Do you think teams could do more? I mean, are there any experiences that you saw in the league where it was like, man, this guy really wasted some talent, and it's a shame no one was there to help him out? Or people were there to help him out. I don't know.
The NBA does a lot, and NBA teams do a lot. There's actually a whole player development department that the NBA has, and they have one person or two people on each team that kind of works as a liaison between the NBA and that team, and some teams have their own. I don't know exactly how it works for every single team, but the player development guy is player development off the court, not on the court stuff. It's life. It's all those things. They work on player programs, whatever the case may be. And I was actually at the NBA offices and sat down with a lot of the people that work in the player development department, and we went through their programs, the meetings. They'll come in and have meetings after practice with teams and just talk about life, domestic issues, how everything at home, how to deal with things, how to say no to people that want your money, all those different life things that NBA players deal with. And those people are there to help and have a relationship with the players on the team and do whatever they can. Now, they can be pushy or whatever, and if they know someone has issues, they can call and all those things, but a lot of the responsibility is on the players to actually let them in and open up their lives to them and say, hey, I need this, and be honest with those people. And sometimes the players are kind of closed off. And so that's a huge responsibility. And I think that really helps when it's a two-way street. It's not just the player development person calling all the time and you just kind of shutting them off or whatever the case may be. So the NBA does a lot, and NBA teams do a lot. And that's one of the main things that I think they think is so important, is just making sure they have the right people around them and just giving players support, because a lot of guys come into the league so young.
Oh my God, 18, 19?
Yeah.
And I wasn't even close to organizing until I was like 30.
Right.
And that's not an exaggeration or a joke. I mean, even at 30, it was still a little touch and go there.
Yeah.
We're expecting 18-year-olds where might not have two parents in the picture, might have one, but not very reliable.
Right.
A bunch of hangers-on trying to get at you, trying to party.
A lot of them
you
don't have the right people around them.
Because you might want your friends there to feel comfortable, but those guys, hey, let's go party after the game, man. We're balling now.
Well, exactly.
You know, you got another game in 2 nights. Can't be out there getting too wasted.
And that's the thing. Like, a lot of these players are always going to trust the people they grew up and the people they have around them over the player development people or the people the NBA puts in place or the people that the team puts in place to kind of help them with life. And that's a tough issue there. But the NBA tries. The NBA tries, and NBA teams try. I know the Warriors have a lot of support for their players, and they do a great job, but it's a tough thing.
You know, it to go back to this, I know it's not going to be something that people necessarily want to jump on board with, but Lowe will probably enjoy it. It just, again, speaks to the greatness of LeBron James. I mean, when you think about the fact that he has been in the public spotlight since he was what? 17,
amazing.
Because his games at St. Vincent St. Mary's were on ESPN. I remember watching him when I was in college. His games were on TV. He was in the spotlight. He was the number one pick. He's tasked with carrying this entire city on his back. It's not like he showed up somewhere like Chicago where there was already a legacy established and he was going to kind of work his way in and grind up like Kawhi did with the Spurs, right? There was already a legacy there with Duncan and Ginobili and Parker. And then before that, the Admiral.
You know, this is a guy who the entire city was riding on him, and at no point has he ever slipped up. At no point has he been arrested or accused of anything. Like, he has been buttoned up the entire duration of his career. And you don't have to root for the guy. You don't have to like the guy, but you do kind of have to sit back and admire the fact that you were able to build this empire, that you were able to dodge every imaginable bullet because of how well organized you've been. I mean, it really is remarkable.
The only thing that has hurt him was self-inflicted. Now it was his 60-minute The Decision.
And even that is not
$3 million that big of a blow.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you compare it to like other things that have happened off the court, off the field, and other sports, it's nothing. But that's really the only thing that he gets dinged for was his self-aggrandizing one-hour special.
I think that's an even further testament. If that's all that we can really attack him for, well, he went to Miami and they got up on the stage and they talked about 5 rings and 6 rings. Well, if you're a Miami fan, you love that. Yeah. And you know what? For everyone else, it was good TV because it gave you an opportunity to hate the guy for a reason other than some transgression off the court. A couple phone calls here. Jay in San Jose. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Good morning, Anna. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, good morning to all.
I just wanted to... I'm sorry?
I said good morning to all. Good morning to all. We appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just wanted to say something about the Alden Smith situation. I heard somebody say that these guys are millionaires and the league pays them. They don't owe them anything. It's not the owners and league's responsibility to support these guys with the programs and whatever. Well, it's turning a lot of people off with this bad publicity that they're getting. And it's not just the anthem that's turning people off, man. It's these domestic violence cases and these people that are addicted to drugs and getting DUIs and whatnot. So like Roger Goodell says, we got to protect the Shield. Well, it kind of like Lowe says, it behooves the league to put these programs in place and institute some of these policies and things to, protect their players and protect their league. Don't you think?
Appreciate that phone call. That's a good question. And the use of the word behooves, bonus points for that.
Strong
behooves
word.
Is a very big word on this program. Do NFL teams have what Bookie was talking about, NBA teams, player reps like that who are there to...
You do. You have player development guys, and every team has that. I think that they're not as proactive as I'd like to see. I'd like to see... You can always do more. And I think that a lot of things, I don't know about the NBA, after a guy gets in trouble, if he's suspended, they can't come to the facility. They can't be a part of anything when they're suspended, or it's PEDs, or it's, once they get suspended, what it might be, they can't even come to, they can't have any contact. And me and Dibs were just talking about having those players be able to come, not to work out, but at least have counselors there, not just a player development guy, because that player development guy, let's be honest, sometimes it's an ex-player. It's not a guy that's been trained for psychology and all those different things or all that. So it is usually a player at times or just a guy that they hire. So I think that they can do more. I think that there is things in place. If a guy's want to get help, they can. But I think that everyone can do more. The players, of course, have to buy in. You got to first admit that there's a problem to be addressed at first.
That's interesting what you say, because being around the team and being in the facility, a lot of times that's what keeps guys out of trouble.
That's
right.
For a lot of these players. So if you're saying, if you're suspending them, you can't come around the facility. You can't, you're asking, well, go get in trouble.
Like, you guys are around each other so much more.
Exactly.
Too. All those road trips, like the NFL, you go home at night. A lot of times you're on that road trip. You guys are around each other 10 days at a time.
Right. And that's what you want for a lot of these guys. That's
just to help them, even if they're not practicing with them, just to say, hey, man, let's go dinner tonight. I'm pulling for you. Hey, you're passing them because they're part. You want them back on the field.
Yeah.
When you're out of sight, out of mind, it's a huge separation. Why is basketball guys smoke more dope, more football, mostly more alcohol? I noticed that.
You said NBA guys smoke more dope and
interesting pivot
football.
There.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, though. I think what he's asking is why are they more likely to smoke dope as opposed to get in trouble with alcohol, whereas football players alcohol than it is marijuana.
Number one, numbing the pain. I don't think basketball players have as much pain as NFL players. That'd be one guess. And two,
but wouldn't
that be
weed, though? Well, I'm saying, that's true.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, though. Yeah, you're right. They're still testing. I would say number two, you guys have to be, NBA players have to be ready to play the next night or two nights later. Yeah. And if you smoke, you're likely to bounce back. You guys play once a week. You know when it is. You can drink and be hungover for practice and survive. That'd be a guess. I don't know.
That's a good guess.
NBA players like to, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Blow it out.
A lot of times your back-to-back games is one day in between. What did he say?
I said blow it out. NBA players, you got some downtime. You play your game. You may blow it out.
Yeah, I've had teammates that have played games high, and they've been fine. A lot of times they play really well high. 40-something points.
We believe, baby. That. Steven Jackson, right?
Yes.
No, Steven Jackson outed himself.
Steven actually, admitted to it.
Steven said that he used to play after he had blowed it out. So that's why I said Steven Jackson.
I barely have a conversation with people. I go straight bubble mode. Like, do not talk to me in the Uber pool, as the Jesus and Mary would say.
No talking in the Uber pool. Yeah, I'd be curious to see how I reacted in that situation. I have to.
What,
I'll
the Uber
to...
pool?
Yeah, yeah. In the Uber pool, Joe.
Yeah, don't ever talk to me.
Don't even look at me in the Uber pool.
Have you ever played high dibs or like anything now?
Refereed high?
Nah. Oh, God, no. I mean, that's.
He ref 9 games on Saturday. He's been talking about how banged up he is.
Yeah. Awful.
Just run. Just run, guys. Yeah. Seriously.
You get to the point where you don't even want to call anything anymore.
By the 9th game, were there any fouls?
By the 5th game.
It's on the floor. Keep the clock going.
See, exactly. Exactly. No shot.
Your legs, your knees, your legs must just be shot.
Shot. Hip flexors, the whole deal. Ugh. What's cool, though, is seeing some of the coaches or the parents who listen to the show. So they'll pull me aside at halftime and be like, hey, you know, ref, love the show, Jolo and Dibs. Because the kids have no clue. The 10-year-old kids, they can give a rat's behind.
We're not picking.
Can my son get a foul call, please?
No, exactly.
I love the show. I love the show.
Yeah,
can my son get a call?
Like players, like, you know, in a game where there's basketball, football. We can run in during the play and say, I got to go, you know, go to the bathroom, relieve yourself.
Why does everything circle back to the bathroom for you?
It's what we all share, Joe. We have that all in common.
Everything circles back to the bathroom with this guy.
It's all about getting to halftime, coach. All about getting to halftime.
Halftime's big. Halftime's a big.
Halftime's big. Sometimes we go instead of 3.5 minutes, we got to stretch that out to 5. Yeah. Your boy washed his hands like 17 times this past weekend. Because you got to make sure you're hygienically appropriate, you know?
Society thanks you for that.
Yeah. Plus, you know, you get the whistle in and out of the mouth, coach. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
That's
couch.
Boki, we had this story we talked about earlier where this high school team last week beat another high school team 93-7. It was one of those stories. And then they came out and they apologized. That's not what we're about, this and that. Where do you stand on that? If you have kids one day and you're a parent and you get to a certain age, run it up, you know? It's not worth winning.
What are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? What's the alternative? Just stop playing at halftime, or just should they just throw the game?
Summit Society would like you to throttle back and basically, you know, not launch threes, maybe dribble the clock down and, oops, accidentally turn it over.
Let me ask you this, Kalena. At the end of one quarter, it's 24-0. This is a high school playoff game. First round of the state tournament.
After this was a playoff game?
Yes. After one quarter, it's 24-0.
Put it on them. Okay. Put it on them.
Keep playing.
It's 24-0 at the end of the quarter, Kalena.
Go to
this
work.
This game is already over.
48-0. That sounds like Virginia Pitt from last weekend.
Yeah.
End of the
Pitt had 7 at the half.
They're awful. Pitt should be eradicated. Sent to D2
or below.
It's only
one quarter.
Dibs, I'm listening to you. Keep going, buddy.
End of the third quarter, this young lady drives. She draws. She kicks. Three-pointer to beat the buzzer. After three quarters, it's 70-4. 70-4, coach.
How'd the team with 4 make the playoffs?
Right.
They actually won a game earlier. I was looking at their game-by-game log. They were, I think, 12-9. They won a game recently 20-9, this team. Gutsy performance.
It's like the Heat and the Pistons from back in the day.
They play a lot of defense. 78-74.
I mean, this is ferocious. But in this Massachusetts state tournament, basically, there's like 64 teams. Everybody makes it. So you're going to get blowouts. But when it's 70-4, Kalena, at that point, maybe you don't shoot again until you complete 30 passes in the half court. There are things you can do.
Yeah, there's things you could do, but I'm just one of those people. I'm just not going to be super sensitive about it and be like, oh, you're disrespecting me. You guys just stop shooting threes. Now, if you want to be the team, if you're the guy, the team that's doing the blowing out and you're the coach and you go, okay, let's just not shoot threes, make it all drives, as many passes as possible, fine. But if I'm getting blown out like that, I'm not going to be mad that you're running up to score on me.
What if it's Kalena Jr. out there? Kalena Jr.'s out there.
I'm saying, son, you got to get better.
That's it.
Play better defense.
Teaching moment.
Yes.
Teaching moment.
Wow. That's harsh.
Wow.
Because if you're on top and you're winning the game, I want you to go super hard and win by as much as you can.
Just think about wrestling. Joe, you did it. You can relate to this. Guys beating, you're winning, beating guy. Pinning the guys.
You'd rather be pinned than tech falls.
Exactly. So you just say, okay, how bad that little kid, little Johnny's out on his back like a little fish, just trying to get off the mat, and he just on his back the whole time looking at the lights. That's embarrassing.
But in this, I'd rather, you can't
my son, I'd rather my son be a killer than be like soft. Like, oh, if I get a guy down, I'm going to start taking easy on him. That's a life lesson, man.
And what's the lesson you teach when you come out world. With the, you know, it's okay that they were pulling you out. Ooh. They should apologize. Then maybe the kid goes through life thinking every time something doesn't go his way, someone also owes
this
him an apology.
This is more exactly. than not going your way. This is legitimately going out of your way to rub another team's nose in it. And these are high school kids.
Just
let's 30, remember that.
Put all the backup guys in your school
they play kids. The keep... same, if they play the same way the whole game, if they're in the fourth quarter and then they start shooting more threes than they've ever shot, then it's like rubbing your face in it. But if they play the whole game the exact
with the
same
backup
way,
players.
1 to 4 quarters, then how is that rubbing your face
you're
in
it? You're up 48-4 at the play. Half, Kalani. You're up 48-4 in the half, and you go in the locker room, and the coach says, you know what? Let's stay with that full court pressure. Let's keep trapping in the corners.
Full court pressure.
We're going to shoot a three at the end of the quarter.
Full court pressure is different. I'm not saying
they were pressing late in the third
quarter.
You
didn't say that. You didn't say that.
You didn't let me finish, Clint.
Clint, go back. Clint, they didn't mean to go, Clint.
You were
go
so
anywhere.
Quick to jump on me and say, let the boys be boys, let the girls be girls.
I started talking when you stopped.
48-4 at the half, Kalena. Okay. They come out, and we're going three-quarter court, 1-2-2, run and jump.
That's
we're going to suffocate you in the corners. We're going to squeeze you in the sideline.
That's different. Okay.
We're talking about high school,
that before.
High school girls, young people here being embarrassed.
And I said the same thing.
You don't have
thing.
To do that.
Bully.
When I said the same thing to you, I agreed with you. Just like you bloated to, I did the same. But here's my thing. If you're playing with third and fourth string, just think about you, Dibs. Go back to high school when you're playing, and you're, say, if you're on the fourth string, and all of a sudden you get in the game, and your team is up. Are you just going to pass the ball? It's those are other seniors that never got to play. So even that team's getting blown out. I get it. But now the team that's dominating got guys that never get to play. They're seniors.
That time They've is been important.
And that time's important. They're going to go out there and try to play, Joe.
You know, maybe not in this regard, but I am a firm believer that people need to go through things that are very difficult. You need to, and I'm not necessarily saying, like, you need to go out and try to run 5 miles if you've never done that before. You need to experience things are difficult so you know where breaking points are and you know how to get through that wall. You don't want to have it in your system where the second something gets tough, it's kind of like, all right, I'm kind of over this. I'm not interested. It's a little too hard. Like, you need to, and I'm saying this for adults too. This isn't just for kids. We, on a somewhat regular basis, should be challenging ourselves to do very difficult things just to keep our edge, just to be able to continue to push forward.
No lesson is learned when you're losing a game 70-4 after three quarters.
Yes, there is. Play some defense.
That's no, Joe. When you're that badly overmatched, I coached a team that went 0-26. We lost by an average of 50 points each and every night. And I can tell you there are no lessons learned when you're losing 65-8.
So if I'm coaching that team that's doing the blowing out, I'm putting the last guys on the bench in, and I'm just telling them, just play solid. Just play your game. Don't press. Don't shoot more threes than you normally would. Don't rub their face in it, but play our brand of basketball. And if they go out there and they score 30 more points on them or 40 more points in them in that fourth quarter, I'm not going to feel bad about rubbing that other team's face in it. Think about it in the NBA. My first year in the league, there were times when I wasn't playing as much, and the only time I would get in is garbage time. I'm trying to ball out.
Yes, son.
Right. The rack. That's what I'm saying.
If we're up by 80.
Them third stringer Dibs, they ball. They trying.
I'm trying to come in that fourth quarter and get 20 points.
If I may, if I may just retort, are you a high school girl? No, you're not. You're a professional basketball player.
Hey, we're treating people evenly.
No, we're not, Joe. We're talking about children here. This man played in the SEC. He was a professional basketball player. This is not the same as some young lady going out and getting Rickrolled 93-7.
I was at Lemoore High School, and I was a sophomore, and they brought me up to the varsity team.
Is this for wrestling?
Football.
Football.
We won zero games, and we get motorboated. And, yeah, absolutely. I was so angry because you got to realize Pee Wee Pop Warner always the best. Freshman was, and all of a sudden they move me up to varsity, and we get motorboated with this last, and I was so disappointed, so mad. I trained hard in off season, you know. I was like, this ain't gonna happen again. And so you make it up. So I got it was a teaching lesson. I hate losing. I don't care if I'm playing marbles, hopscotch. It doesn't matter.
You play a lot of marbles.
I did. I used to get those stillies. I was pretty good.
We're up against a couple things. From the 510 on the Penske Auto Sales PenskeAutoSales.com text line. If you want to blow the whistle, you can feel free.
Would love to.
Please. Dibs. Every chance we get for Joseph, blow it.
Dibs, coming from a mom, your balls need to drop.
Oh my God.
From a
text
mom.
Text from a mom?
Tell Kalena, mama. Kalena, how's it feel to have dunked on an Oscar winner? Kobe Bryant won the Oscar last night.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You've dunked on an Oscar winner,
basketball,
son.
Yes, I dunked on an Oscar winner. He was in the vicinity. I'm going to say I dunked on him.
Exactly.
I was happy for Kobe.
It was a vicinity.
Stop it, Dan. Don't take it away from me. It's all I got. It's all I got. Modesto, San Ramon, and Marin, we see you. You get credit for those phone calls. We're sorry we didn't have enough time to get to you. San Ramon showing up. PenskeAutoSales.com text line. And also the Take Your Pick poll question brought to you by FHA Novato Chevrolet. It's on the website, 957thegame.com. For Dibs, for Kalana, for Anna, for Lo, I'm Joe. Thanks for hanging out with us today, everybody. Before we go, 5-Hour Energy and the tournament are partnering up this year. If you are going to host a bracket challenge, 5-Hour Energy's got you covered. It's going to be the 5-Hour Energy Bracket Breakdown. But here's the kicker, something completely new. You can actually change your picks during the games. You have up until the 4-minute mark of the second half to change your picks, Lo.
Unbelievable. You told me 4 minutes between the second half I can change my picks? That's absolutely amazing. I'm telling you, with these games starting early and ending late, go to your local store and grab you some 5-Hour Energy to keep you going throughout the day.
5-Hour Energy, the perfect marriage. Stick it with us right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll keep you posted when the brackets go live. The 5-Hour Energy Bracket Breakdown. Shout out to the text line, Kobe sequel. Dear basketball, I got dunked on by Kalena. That's a wrap. Steiny and Guru coming up next to Camden in 10:20. Jim Barnett at 11. We'll see you tomorrow right here, 6 a.m. on 95.7 The Game.
The Greg Papa Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on 95.7 The Game.
7th time this year that the Warriors have outscored the opponents by 20 or more points in the third quarter. I mean, that's, we're talking 20 in 12 minutes of basketball. Do the math.
The Greg Papa Show, noon to 3. The biggest names in the Bay Area, only on 95.7 The Game.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
What if people had a battery level icon, like on your phone? You'd see a log of us walking around all day in need of a recharge. Thankfully, there's great-tasting 5-Hour Energy, because just one sugar-free, 4-calorie, vitamin-packed 5-Hour Energy shot can recharge your batteries all the way back to 100% fast. And isn't life better at 100%? 5-Hour Energy. Get back to 100%. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Explore, experiment, create. Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill has the KitchenAid tools you need and the savings you want. With up to $1,600 back on your dream kitchen with KitchenAid brand appliances. Stop in today. There's no limit to what you can create in your kitchen. KitchenAid brand and Friedman's Appliance help you discover your culinary ambition. Visit Friedman's 25,000 square foot showroom for great savings on KitchenAid brand appliances and save on everything you need to create the perfect kitchen workshop. See store for full details at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Stop dreaming and start driving. Land Rover Marin wants you to live the dream and drive a new Land Rover or Range Rover today. Pricing and payments are at an all-time low during the Land Rover Own the Adventure sales event. Living the dream in Marin. Visit LandRoverMarin.com.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift to my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
You probably heard that mortgage rates are rising, and many economic indicators are pointing to rates going up even further. If you're thinking about pulling cash out of your home to consolidate debt, invest in the stock market, purchase a rental property, or even buy the Bitcoin dip, you should call now before rates go any higher. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH now. With mortgage rates still at an affordable level, use the equity in your home to meet your financial goals. Cash Call Mortgage has loans with no closing costs, so if rates come back down, you can refinance again without incurring extra expense. Call 877-890-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast.